It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 9th of February? Are you well? I do hope so. As promised, today we'll celebrate World Radio Day together, a little early. The UNESCO-sponsored day is always on February 13th, which is this coming Wednesday, so you can listen to the podcast again on Wednesday. Why not? The theme this year is dialogue, tolerance, and peace. As UNESCO wrote about this year's theme, World Radio Day 2019 celebrates the impact of radio in pursuing a more peaceful and tolerant world. What did RFI English listeners have to say about World Radio Day 2019? Let's have a listen.
I am Jayanto Chakravarti from New Delhi, India. On the happy occasion of World Radio Day, I would like to convey my heartiest felicitations to all my radio listener friends around the world. Let us join hands to preserve and promote world peace, love, and friendship through this powerful platform. I also take this opportunity to urge RFI authorities to consider resumption of its shortwave services. Thank you and God bless.
Hello, my name is Rakesh. I am from Chennai, India. I want to share about the World Radio Day on February 13, 2019. I am a very radio enthusiastic person. I am listening radio from my age 12 years. I want to tell one thing. I am a basically school dropout at 6th standard. And at the time, I don't have any idea and knowledge about the world. I tune in the radio. I got lots of information I got from radio. I got information radio apart from school education, because so that I love the radio and I will listen all the shortwave, FM, AM, all types of radio at my free time. And I wish you happy World Radio Day to all my radio dixers and friends, well-wishers and families, and happy World Radio 2019. And I want to say thanks for Sound Kitchen and Radio France International. Thank you very much.
Hello everyone, happy World Radio Day. To all my best friends, please listen Radio France International and the Sound Kitchen. Best wishes for my sister Susan and the entire team of Radio France. Thank you very much, Muhammad Salim Akhtar, RFI 7 Star Resonant Club, District Neot, Pakistan.
Hello everyone, I'm Ras France Mankongogo from Tarime, Mara, Tanzania. On this special day of Radio Day, I'd like to send my special greetings and appreciations to all radio presenters and listeners all over the world. My special words of thanks go to all my fellow DXers like Mugire Machuki in Kisii, Kenya, Ouma Samuel in Ganga, Uganda, Mike Abaka Edu in Western Region of Ghana, all friends in Asia, mostly Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, and Indonesia, especially those who are members of RFI English Club on Facebook. Last but not least, greetings go to Kemogemba Club members, Mundu Jr., and all those who wish to join us in RFI through Kemogemba. Thank you, and all of the best.
This is M. Ganeshan, Goa, India, wishing everyone very happy World Radio Day. Thank you.
Myself, Najimuddin, West Bengal, India. On the 13th February 2019, UNESCO will celebrate the 8th edition of World Radio Day. This day marks a time where people around the world celebrate radio and how it saves our lives. Radio informs, transforms, and unites us. It brings together people and communities from all backgrounds to foster positive dialogue for change. More specifically, radio is the perfect medium to counter the appeals for violence and the spread of conflict, especially in regions potentially more exposed to such realities. On the occasion of World Radio Day 2019, wish you all a very happy World Radio Day. Thank you, Nazimuddin from West Bengal, India.
Every year, World Radio Day reminds me of the true radio days, the good old days when radio used to exist on real radio. But now radio stations worldwide are leaving radio, particularly shortwave band, and turning into internet stream only. Still, it is a relief that RFI is still there with us, at least on internet, and very friendly RFI team members. This year's theme of World Radio Day is Dialogue, Tolerance and Peace, a very relevant and contemporary to our society. Radio, particularly RFI, gives us a platform for democratic dialogue and debate over global issues, brings tolerance towards different gender religious beliefs, food people eat, clothes they wear, and the like. Thus, radio indeed has a caliber to create a tolerant and peaceful global society. Thank you.
I am Sultan Mahmud Sarkar from Bangladesh. On behalf of the World Radio Day 2019, we would like to wish everyone about the world, shortwave radio listeners and RFI official and all technical members. Radio is the only mass media that is massing an extensive audience anywhere in the world. The theme of the World Radio Day 2009 is Dialogue, Tolerance and Peace. Radio is in our lives both in terms of peace in times of emergencies. Wishing the best wishes of everyone on the World Radio Day 2009. Thank you.
Hello, this is Hans from Hedehusene in Denmark. I want to wish you all a very happy World Radio Day 2019. Radio is such an important thing in my life, and I think what you learn by listening to radio is not only to listen to the words, but you listen to another person, what they think, how the world is looking from their viewpoint. I think it's very important to listen. That is the first step in dialogue, tolerance, and peace. Happy World Radio Day, everybody.
Thanks again to Mahesh, Jayanta, Rakesh, Sultan, Najimuddin, Raz, Hans, Salem, and Mutuswami for your participation. Be sure you listen to Paris Live PM on the real World Radio Day, the 13th. I understand Olya Horton is cooking something up.
This is the Sound Kitchen. Is Susan Owensby is cooking.
And now my tribute to World Radio Day. What is it that is so magical about radio? How is it that radio brings us together in a way no other medium does? Can you imagine having the same sort of relationships that we have with each other if it were television, newspaper? I don't know what it is, but it is certainly something special and unique. I have such a fondness for you all that as I age and think about retirement, which is not so terribly far away, I simply can't imagine it. Because without this connection with you, there would be a big hole in my life. So when I lose one of you, I lose a part of me. That happened this past week when Jean Forget, a longtime RFI English listener who's familiar to many of you, passed on. Jean and I wrote each other almost weekly. We shared photos, we shared our favorite pieces of music, we just shared. We connected. A relationship which came about because of this magical medium, radio. A relationship I would never have had if it were not for this magical medium, radio. And that's what radio means to me, connection. To paraphrase Hans Werner Lolacke, human connection is what can bring us to dialogue, tolerance, and peace. So fare thee well, my dear Jean Forget, my beloved non-grouch, my sun king. David Page joins me in wishing blessings upon your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And we both look forward to the time when we'll meet again in that big radio studio in the sky. Merci, Jean, for being a part of my life. I will miss you very much. Thanks to all of you for being a part of my life. You make my life rich. Still to come, listener news and letters, and my favorite music, which this week is a request from RFI Listeners Club member Jean-Maurice Devaux and his daughter, André. We're listening to your musical requests by a male singer every week, so be sure you send in your favorite song, and be sure you share with us all why the song and the singer are your favorite. Include the link and a brief translation if you can. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
And now, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 5th of January, I asked you a question about the Democratic Republic of Congo, the DRC. The Sunday previously, the 30th of December, Congolese citizens went to the polls to cast their votes for president, as well as for the legislature. They waited a long, long time to vote, and that was your question. You were to write in and tell me how long it took the DRC government to organize the general elections. The answer is 2 years. Congolese authorities delayed elections repeatedly for over 2 years. General elections were originally scheduled for the end of November in 2016, but were delayed with a promise to hold them by the end of 2017. That didn't happen either. The next promise date was the 23rd of December 2018. Then there was a fire in the Electoral Commission's warehouse in Kinshasa, and some 8,000 electronic voting machines were destroyed, so it didn't happen then either. The elections were finally held this past December on the 30th. It was announced on January 10th that Felix Tshisekedi won. The vote was challenged in the country's constitutional court, but was upheld. Felix Tshisekedi was sworn in as the fifth president of the Democratic Republic of the Congo on the 24th of January. It was the first peaceful transition of power in the country since it became independent from Belgium in 1960. The winners of this week's quiz are Rukba Ram Kaga from Rajasthan, India, and Royce Crampton from Oak Park, Illinois in the U.S. How's your granddaughter, Royce? There's RFI Listeners Club member Rashid Damani from Silla, Algeria. Love you too, Rashid. And from the independent RFI Listeners Clubs, Riaz Ahmed Khan, the president of the RFI Listeners Club in Sheikhupura, Pakistan, and Mr. Atik, a member of the RFI Fan Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Another presidential question for you this week. This past Sunday, the citizens of El Salvador went to the polls to vote for their next president. Who did they elect, and what is the name of his party? I also want you to send in the names of the two other contestants and the names of their parties. Again, send me the name of the man who will be El Salvador's next president with the name of his political party, as well as the names of the two other presidential hopefuls and the names of the parties they represent. You have until the 18th of March to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 23rd of March to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Hello, I'm Jean Deloisy from the Palais de Tokyo, and you listen to the Sound Kitchen.
We have new RFI Listeners Club members to welcome. There's J.A. Marmer from Baltimore, Maryland in the U.S., and Alan Holder from the Isle of Wight in England, who, along with me, and all of you too, identifies himself as a dinosaur. Those of us who still love old-fashioned radio. As Alan wrote, mind you, the dinosaurs have died out, but happily we are still around. Indeed, Alan Holder, indeed. We also have a new member from Herbolzheim, Germany, Helmut Matt. Herbolzheim is in southwest Germany, not far from Alsace. It's very nice indeed when you listeners take a minute to tell us all about yourselves. Helmut did, so let me introduce you to our new member in his own words. I am a 58-year-old IT systems engineer and novelist. I write about Far Eastern mythology, and I also publish travel literature. One of my books is translated into English and Chinese. More languages will follow soon. I am married to Linda, and we have a cat named Samsy. My big hobby, aside from writing and traveling, is radio listening and DXing. I've been a radio enthusiast for decades, and I'm still fascinated by listening to faraway radio stations on long, medium, and short wave. I love to collect stamps and all kinds of radio station items. I would appreciate very much if RFI would return on shortwave or medium wave, because that's the only real and true radio. As I said to new member Alan Holder, indeed, Helmut Matt, indeed. But RFI management is quite firm about not returning to shortwave. So, internet it is. For now, anyway. After all, people do change their minds, you know. But not in the near future. That, unfortunately, is sure. My friends, I typed Helmut Matt, author, in my search bar and found his book, which has been published in English. It's about Chinese mythology and is called The Magic of the White Snake, Enchanting Insights into a Mysterious Country. Sounds intriguing, doesn't it? And guess who is the English translator? Helmut's wife, Linda Matt, who's an American. All in the family. Thanks for joining us, Helmut Matt, Alan Holder, and J.A. Marmer. If you'd like to be a member of the General RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr, and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to sound engineer Elliot Burrell in Studio 23, and thanks to you for listening. For today's My Favorite Music, I'll play you out with a request by RFI Listeners Club member Jean-Maurice Deveau and his daughter, André Deveau. It's called Jean de Pays, or My Country's People, and it's their favorite because, as Jean-Maurice explained, it's practically the national anthem of Quebec. Pays, which means country in English, refers to Quebec. So it's something of a separatist song for the people who dreamt of an independent Quebec. It's also the Québécois happy birthday song. At the refrain, you sing the birthday person's name instead of singing Jean de Pays. And I have to say, it's a lot nicer than happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, which, you know, isn't very original. In this song, you sing, roughly translated, "My dear Jean-Maurice, it's your turn to speak of love." Jean de Pays is sung here by Gilles Vigneault, who wrote it with Gaston Rochon in 1975. Thank you, André and Jean-Maurice. Jean-Maurice Deveau is an RFI Listeners Club member and a faithful Sound Kitchen listener who lives in Montreal, Canada. He's also one of the major Sound Kitchen stamp and postcard contributors, for which school children around the world thank you. Listeners, I'm waiting to hear from you and your favorite song by a male artist, as well as why the singer and the song move you. Send your request to the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Le temps qu'on a pris pour dire je t'aime, c'est le seul qui reste au bout de nos jours. Les vœux que l'on fait, les fleurs que l'on sème, chacun les récolte en soi-même. Au beau jardin du temps qui court, Jean du Pays, c'est votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Jean du Pays, c'est votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Le temps de s'aimer, le jour de le dire, fond comme la neige au doigt du printemps. Fait-on de nos joies, fait-on de nos rires, ses yeux où nos regards se mirent. C'est demain que j'avais 20 ans. Jean du Pays, c'est votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Jean du Pays, c'est votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Le ruisseau des jours aujourd'hui s'arrête et forme un étang où chacun peut voir, comme en un miroir, l'amour qu'il reflète pour ces cœurs à qui je souhaite le temps de vivre nos espoirs. Jean du Pays, c'est votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour.